welcome, obviously, to SEC Media Days today.
Yes,
ma'am. After leading the team in tackles the past 2 years, what are your expectations, your goals for your senior year?
I just want to go out there and help my team in any way. Yeah, those are my goals.
Nothing specific?
No, ma'am, nothing specific. I'm really not trying to focus on my individual stats. I'm just trying to go out there and help my team. Yes, ma'am.
Did you get Best Dressed Award, by the way? That's a nice combination you got going on there.
If y'all haven't given it yet, I hope I'll get it.
I'm curious. The commissioner talked about, I like to call you King.
Yes, ma'am.
But the commissioner talked a lot about mental health and the increased focus on mental health. As a leader on your football team, what do you think your role is on any football team in the Southeastern Conference or across the country?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the role of a leader to destigmatize mental health and to be able to talk about it?
You know, as a college football player, we really go through a lot, especially for the young guys that just came in through, like, high school. You're thrown, like, school is thrown at you, just all these little things, and it all builds up. So just being able to get that help from your coach, the guidance counselors that UT has really helped me out a lot, and I know it'll help these young guys out a lot. So, yeah.
Okay. Third row.
Hey, Daniel. Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin. Just wondering about the last two games. Did you guys feel either emotionally or physically kind of beaten down by that point? You were playing some pretty good football there through South Carolina, Kentucky, and then just seemed to kind of hit a wall in those last 2 weeks. Did you feel that, or was it just more just having a couple bad days there to wrap up?
No, sir. We just have to work better on our – just being able to be consistent. You know, it was a lot thrown at us prior to the season, and just being able to go into this year – knowing that we need to be more consistent, being able to be comfortable with the defense that we have now. So just being able to have that confidence to go out there and play.
To the right over against the wall, please.
Oh. Michael Bradford from Saturday Down South. Obviously, year two under Jeremy Pruitt and his training staff and everything. So I'm just wondering, heading into this season, do you feel like you're more prepared? Do you know what to expect from Coach Pruitt and his entire program?
Yeah, the confidence is there. You know, when we first got back from the May term, we immediately started player-led 7-on-7. So just being able to go out there and hang out with the teammates, grind outside with the teammates is really helping us out with our game plan.
Yes, on the riser back there.
Hey, man, Luis Fernandez, WBIR.
Yeah.
Really quick, just having more bodies in spring practice, having more people kind of up to the caliber that Jeremy Pruitt, you know, expects for this team, how big of a difference was that for you all in this offseason?
It's been really big. You know, just being able to go out there and play 100%. You know, it's football. You're going to get hurt. And these coaches preach the next man up every time. So knowing that we have a guy that's just as eager to be out there on the field as I am, knowing he'll help the team just as much as I am, it's really good for the team.
To the left, standing up.
Yes, hey, man, Caleb Noh, WVLT. Obviously, still got a little ways till fall camp starts, the football starts, the season and all, but just this day and these couple days here, how exciting is that for you guys? What's that like?
It's really exciting. We're all really excited to go into fall camp, just being able to review the plays with the coaches, really find our identity as a team, and we all know we're going to find that through camp, so we're really excited going into camp this year.
Right here in the middle, standing up.
Classic Media Day question. Tell us something about Jeremy Pruitt we don't know.
Coach Pruitt is a character. Something about Coach Pruitt that y'all don't know. I really can't think of anything, to be honest with you. I really can't. I'm sorry.
From a national media perspective and just outside, regional,
yes,
local, Coach Pruitt is tough as nails.
Yeah.
Is that accurate? Is that an accurate description? Because it seems like that's the idea and the attitude that he's brought to the Tennessee program is to take it to the next level in the toughness department, if you will. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it is. And we need that. These coaches, they come with the same intensity each and every day. You know, it's pretty crazy to see how they can keep up that same level of energy each and every day. And it feeds in the locker room. You know, it feeds on us. So we're really excited to have Coach Pruitt here. He knows what he's doing, obviously, so we're just following his lead.
Over against the wall again to the right.
I wanted to get your thoughts on freshman Kavaris Crouch. I know he's just been on campus just for the spring, but what's his ceiling? I mean, he just seems like a rare athlete.
It's good, but the whole linebacker group is doing good. You know, we're all eager to go out there and help the team in any way we can. So I'm really excited for the whole linebacker group.
Here in the middle, second row. First row.
Daniel, it seems like some of the other guys have been talking about how, you know, Jeremy Pruitt wanted to change the culture in the first year, and that maybe, you know, y'all didn't really get to know each other that much, and that relationship building has kind of started after the season. Is that, do you agree with that? Do you feel like, you know, as one of the team leaders now, that with the culture being established, that you and Coach Pruitt have maybe a different relationship now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It really is, you know. Being able to have that relationship with Coach Pruitt going into this next offseason was really good. We could really focus on the defense and defensive scheme instead of worrying about all these little things like trying to gain a relationship, him trying to teach us the defense, like from square A and everything. So
on the back podium, yes.
Daniel, I know you guys haven't played a game yet, but yep. How would you describe the major difference between, you know, pre-Derek Ansley and post-Coach Ansley? What's kind of been the biggest thing for that?
You know, his knowledge of the game. All these coaches, they really know football. And for him to come in and just share his intake and just being able to see how he views this defense has really been a good aspect for this team. And we're excited for Coach Ansley to be here.
Down here on the right, third row. Just go ahead and talk loudly enough.
Yeah,
We're really excited. We're not too focused on last year in the past two seasons. We're all just worried about going into this season with the right head of mind. We're real confident in where we are, knowing that we're ahead of schedule that we were last year. So it's really fun. We're really excited for this defense. Really excited for the offense, just the whole team. So
going back on the riser again.
Now that you have one season under Jeremy Pruitt, you said you know kind of know who he is now. So first year, a lot of uncertainties. What can you tell us for certain about Tennessee football going into this season?
We're going to be a violent group this year, a really confident group going into every game, knowing what we need to do and how we need to do it. So, I'm really excited.
Right here on the front, yes.
Daniel, I don't know how many college football players were born in Congo, but you know you're one of them. What do you feel? I don't want to say a responsibility, but sort of a, you know, you can be an example for guys who kind of make that transition, kind of coming over to America, adjusting to cultures, and being able to go out there and do big things.
Yeah. You know, being able to have foreign parents and coming in from a different country, it's really hard. You got to get used to this new lifestyle. And I know we got a couple guys on the team that are actually from a different country. So just being able to help them any way that I can, show them how I approach things and how I did it, which what helped me out, has really been good for them. So that's really what I'm focusing on.
Get back here to your right, standing up.
Tennessee hasn't been to a bowl game in 2 years. Do you feel that's a must get for this year's team, or is that something you worry about down the road?
Not worried at all. We know in order to get to a bowl game, we have to go out there and win each and every day, and that's what we plan on doing. Coach Pruitt and the coaching staff have done a great job of communicating that with the team. If we want any results on the field, we have to dominate the offseason, so that's what we're really focusing on this year.
Right here again.
And, you know, I guess quickly again on your background, you know, is it when you started playing football, what led you to that? Because obviously your parents' home country, soccer is a bigger sport. And did you just play a bunch of different sports as a kid and football was the one you liked best? Or and have you had to sort of explain the game to your parents as you started playing it?
you know, all the time. I had a really big neighborhood, so I was able to play a whole bunch of different sports with the kids in my neighborhood. But just something about football, you know, the camaraderie you build with your teammates. You have to have your trust in your teammates in order to win the game. If they don't do their job, it's going to mess up everything. So it's just the camaraderie you have to have, the trust you have to have with other teammates. Football is just the ultimate team sport, and that's what I loved about it so much as a kid.
We have Daniel a couple more minutes. Is there anything else? Okay, one more.
Daniel, how tight is this senior class, and what's it like to have shared such an experience with them all along this journey?
We're really close. You know, we've gone through a lot, but that's just made our bond even tighter. So we talk about it all the time, the things that we could have cleaned up years prior to this year, and it's just those minor things that we're going to focus on this year in order for us to be successful.
Anything else? One more here.
Daniel, y'all talked about changing the culture at Tennessee. How difficult at times has that process been of, you know, learning with the new coaching staff, trying to figure out a new way to do things and really kind of instill winning back, you know, kind of a winning attitude back into the program?
You know, it's been really hard with the whole coaching changes and just everything that isn't involved with football, but we're really excited with where we're headed. Coach Pruitt and his coaching staff have done a great job of communicating what needs to be done in order to win games. So guys in the locker room, we're just focused on his leadership. We're just following his lead, and he'll take us there.
Daniel, thank you very much.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Good year.